to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is, I believe, quite clear that Allied operations have had a significant and beneficial effect. We have stopped the assault on Benghazi and helped to create conditions in which a number of towns have been liberated from Gaddafi's onslaught. In towns like Ajibir, Ras Lanuf and Bin Jawad, people are now free to return to their homes. The no-fly zone is now fully operational and effective. When it has been challenged, Gaddafi's planes have been shot down. He can no longer terrorize the Libyan people from the air.
That's British Prime Minister David Cameron commenting on the progress being made in Libya. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here reviewing what's hot. World of Talk Radio, Talk Television on Fox. Bill Hemmer talks to military analyst Captain Chuck Nash about Secretary Gates' comments that Libya is no threat to us.
There was a lot said over the weekend. Some view it as conflicting statements. Others say, no, this just gives us greater clarification. Take Robert Gates. What do you make of his comment?
Well, I think he was spot on. This is not in critical national interest for the United States. However, we do have interests in the region, with Tunisia on one side and Egypt on the other side.
All right. Now, Hillary Clinton said something that I thought was a little more, well, I thought it was revealing. She said there was no perfect option. And I think everybody who looks at this says, yeah, that's right. But still, you made the decision to take military action. Hopefully, there's greater clarification tonight. Is there a split in opinion? Are they on the same page? Or what are you hearing?
I think they're on the same page with this. There was unanimity coming out of the meeting with the president before this was launched. And I think that Secretary of State Clinton also said something else on another network. After Secretary Gates said, no, it's not in our vital national interest, Secretary Clinton came back and said, yes, but it was sort of one of those moments where what the secretary meant to say was, and she got into a discussion about how the Brits and the French were with us in Afghanistan and Iraq and seemed to imply, at least I inferred, that maybe part of the rationale was that we're part of this this NATO, this team, and they were with us and now we're with them.
But that's
because
not,
this is in the Italian, French, and Brit vital national interest.
That's not what was said in the beginning. It was said that the United States is there to protect a humanitarian disaster.
Right. And that humanitarian disaster, had it been allowed to occur, could have resulted in mass immigration flows into Italy and the southern coast of France, which those countries are very much opposed to. So the catastrophic situation of a humanitarian disaster right there in the Maghreb, they already have enough problems down there without that, then let alone the disruption to oil supplies coming out of Libya, which Italy gets, I think, 70% of its oil, and the French Total oil company owns the field.
33% of the exports from Libya go to Italy, so it may be right in the receiving end. The exporting end is 33%. I see a bigger story developing here, and that is this. The United Nations leads. The president tonight comes out and says officially, you know, command and control this operation is officially under the NATO umbrella. Mm-hmm. But don't be confused by that, because NATO is nothing without the United States, and we will be the ones who still lead the airstrikes, because we have the Air Force and the Navy that can do that. But if you think about down the road, what does Gaddafi do? If he's defeated, he's gone. If he reaches a truce, he stays, and then you've got a civil war. All right, then if you have a civil war, what NATO does is NATO introduces the United Nations and the UN peacekeepers go on the ground to keep the two sides apart. What do you think?
Well, that is certainly one scenario. The other scenario is, back to the map just prior to this segment, when you talked about everything coming together in CERT. Once you get to CERT, what the other scenario is, right now you have rebels, which are defined as civilians. Mm-hmm. You have Gaddafi's military, which is defined as Gaddafi's military. So anytime Gaddafi's military strikes the rebels, thereby de facto striking civilians, and NATO rolls in and works on the Gaddafi forces. When you get to CERT, if it becomes tribal, if it becomes civilian v. civilian, that's where the stalemate could occur. And then this turns into a protracted thing, unless NATO's willing to bomb either side that attacks either side, and I don't think that's the case.
Coming up, a few congressmen weigh in on Libya with their assessment of how the mission is going, and also if we should even be there at all. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show Focus, and it continues in a moment.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. Geico could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I just saved on my favorite diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown program. Doug Steffen here, now focusing on radio host Bill Dixon, who has as his guest Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska, who thinks it was a good move to join the international coalition.
I know Libya is on everybody's mind, especially with the U.S. presence that has recently been committed to the no-fly zone. What is your stance on that, if you could review that?
Well, for the days and weeks leading up to this action, the international community seemed to be pressuring the United States to unilaterally, by ourselves, implement a no-fly zone. I think that would have been a very imprudent, unwise move. United States is constantly called upon to fix all measures of conflict and difficulties around the world, and that's due to the generosity of the American taxpayer. It's due to the fact that it's very difficult for us to stand by idly while innocent people are harmed. And third, the fact is that we are a unique and exceptional superpower. But with that said, ultimately, North Africa has to be in the hands of North Africans. Libya's future has to be in the hands of Libya. So to have developed a multinational coalition here where others take some of the lead and some of the sacrifice, I think, was a much more prudent way to go. The French and British stopped pontificating about it and put up their own assets, their own warships, their own planes. That empowered us to be a part of a coalition in order to try to stop Gaddafi's willingness, seemingly, to slaughter his own people. In fact, I met with the Libyan ambassador to the United States just last week. He came to my office. He's clearly burdened, anxious. He's effectively defected. He told me, I cannot work for a government that kills its own people. So there is some degree of viability to what is emerging in terms of an opposition leadership to Gaddafi, but I think the original intent of trying to stop the wholesale slaughter of people in concert with other international players who are willing to sacrifice themselves was the more prudent thing to do.
I know that the international community has been very much involved in this. It almost seems like France has actually taken on the lead role in this. And it is something that even President Obama has said he does not want the U.S. to take a lead role on the Libya question. What is your feelings on that, the fact that the president does not want the U.S. to take a lead role?
I agree with that. We cannot open up a third front in a new war. Now it's up to the president to define our exit strategy here. The United States has been willing to participate in a multinational effort. Ultimately, this responsibility for the security of Libya has to be in the hands of people in that region, particularly the Arab League and the African Union. The Arab League, the coalition of Arab countries, actually supported and was calling for this movement. Now they seem to be backing away from it. They have resources as well. They should be putting those resources to work to help pay for some of these operations. The African Union actually has military capability. They should become involved here as well, in addition to the countries in the European Union or perhaps NATO. That hopefully gives the United States a quick exit strategy and play a more secondary role in helping to prevent Gaddafi, who's a megalomaniac, who again said we will have no mercy on his own people, from slaughtering people. The other question to ask is, if that had happened, if the United States had done nothing along with other world partners, what would we be asking ourselves now if he had killed tens of thousands of people?
In Kentucky, host Mandy Connell talks to Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky, who would like to have had President Obama explain what his plan was before we went into bomb.
What are your thoughts on what the action that we're taking right now in Libya?
Well, I think the progress of events is kind of backwards. I wish that the president had made whatever speech he's going to make before he started launching rockets at Libya. It seems to me that we are engaged in a clear alliance with rebels in overthrowing Gaddafi. That may or may not be a good policy. I'd like to hear it explained. But we're doing more than enforcing a no-fly zone in the way I see it. I mean, we're actually assisting the rebels in taking over the country. And, again, I'm not sure who we're assisting. I have some concerns about that. Obviously, Gaddafi's a bad guy. It'd be great if he were gone. But I see a lot of inconsistencies in our policy, and those are the things that I wish the president had explained again before we started launching rockets at another country.
Well, we saw over the weekend Hillary Clinton and Robert Gates on all the, you know, doing the Sunday talk shows, mm-hmm. talking about how we are not going to intervene in Syria. But, you know, you could make the argument that Syria and I've completely forgotten the name of the country right now that we're in.
Yemen.
Thank you. Libya. Thank you.
Libya.
Yeah. Why would I know that? But you could make the argument that there's a lot of similarities that exist there.
Well, of course, and Yemen as well. I mean, there are now probably half a dozen countries where things are going on right now that you ask why in Libya and why not somewhere else. These are, and again, I just wish the president had explained that before. My attitude has always been, if you're going to commit American resources and military resources and personnel, and then first of all, you have to explain what the mission is. Secondly, you have to explain what the measures of success are, and then you have to explain what the exit strategy is. We haven't had that in Afghanistan. We haven't had it here, and that concerns me greatly. And particularly when Secretary Gates says, and I agree with him, that Libya is not in our vital national interest.
800-510-8255. Here's Ed, a talk radio caller who wants to know where the money's coming from to pay for what we're doing.
I'm appalled at the cost of what this is going to be when we, for months, have been listening to Republicans and Democrats and everybody in Washington talking about how it's how we have to balance our budget. But yet we're going and we're spending all this money. I'm just amazed at how this continues to happen over and over and over again.
Coming up, a talk host weighs in on what's really going on in Libya from his perspective versus what the president says. That's up next on the Countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what you're talking about, what's going on in talk radio. The talk television industry focuses on the international coalition No Fly Zone. Talk host Jack Ricciardi here with Jed Babin from RealClearPolitics.com, who thinks there is a lot more to our involvement there than what the president says.
You know, we're hearing today, right now, that we're essentially flying cover for a rebel counteroffensive against Gaddafi's people. That doesn't fit any description of a no-fly zone I've ever heard of.
Well, it kind of sort of is. I mean, a no-fly zone can be done for a lot of things. In Bosnia, back in the early 90s, we did a no-fly zone, and it didn't prevent the Srebrenica massacre. But at that point, what you do is you try to quell one force and keep them on the ground, and that obviously has a military effect to enhance the other side. So that's kind of the norm there. I mean, what we did in Iraq for a dozen years was very different because we were flying against Saddam's air defenses pretty much every day, and that was kind of a cat-and-mouse game.
Well, isn't the cat-and-mouse game in the air pretty much over at this point?
It sounds like it. I mean, we don't really know. I mean, there have been some very reliable reports I've seen of some very sophisticated surface-to-air missiles that are still in Libyan hands. But who knows where they are, if they've been destroyed, whether they're capable of operating them. I mean, there's a lot of different equations that have yet to be solved.
Where do you draw the line, then, if there's this responsibility to protect that the UN resolution speaks of, if there's the potentially significantly destabilizing event, to use Robert Gates' tortured language, that would apply in dozens of places?
Well, I apply that to no place, that American interests are really not in play. And that's basically the fundamental principle that has guided our national security policy since the Constitution was signed. We are not a colonial power. If we were 19th century Britain, we would say, well, anytime we don't like something, we can go swat somebody. And they did. And they worked it out, and it cost them a lot of money. They gained a lot of wealth, but it really didn't fall apart. We are not a colonial power. I go back to someone you may or may not have ever heard of, Lord Palmerston, who was British Prime Minister back in the 1840s. At that point, with the German influence was very much against Britain, and he was talking to the Germans because the Russians were out there. Queen Victoria posed the question to him, what the heck are you doing? Palmerston said something that should be the guiding light of every American president. He said, Britain has no permanent friends and no permanent enemies, only permanent interests and those we must pursue. If the United States does not have an interest somewhere, I frankly don't care what the U.S. says. I would not risk a single American soldier, sailor, airman, marine to placate what the UN wants us to do. It's outrageous, it is against American principles, and it is frankly breaking faith with our military.
And some more talk radio callers. Sometimes we take your calls live, sometimes we edit them for this kind of a presentation.
We might as well just Libya, because we're in all these other countries for no real reason. Like, this is a legitimate cause for us to not invade, but help citizens fighting for freedom. Like, we should be in Sudan. We should be in all those countries. It's like, how much money are we spending on the countries that aren't really in need of us? We're just essentially occupying them.
Well, I don't remember Reagan addressing the nation on why he would bomb Libya before we knew it had been bombed. He went right after Gaddafi. He almost got him. And besides that, we had a president of the United States who invaded and enslaved millions of people and robbed, raped, and pillaged. And he went down as one of the greatest presidents in history.
Coming up, more hosts and more of your calls. Libya, the focus. Plus, we'll hear more about the latest radiation scam from Japan. That's next on the Talk Countdown.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Carrier washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Continuing the conversation on Libya, here Don Wade talks with Brett Baer from Fox about Secretary of State Clinton and Defense Secretary Gates appearing on several of the news outlets on Sunday. They didn't want to go on Fox, however.
Were you at all helped by the appearance on every news outlet except Fox, the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense made those rounds, and Chris Wallace pointed out to everybody that they went to every place except Fox News Channel, in spite of the fact that Fox News Channel has twice as many viewers as the other, as the two of those other big talk shows.
Sure. Yeah, you know what, I think it was, there were a couple of points that were a little confusing in those appearances. One was when Defense Secretary Gates said that Libya is not in the vital interest of the United States. We have interest there, but it's not in our vital interests. I think that was an eye-opener
for
some folks, and I think the Defense Secretary was speaking just honestly. I mean, if you look at a map, Libya is not the worst of our problems in that region, or the biggest concern for our national interest. Anybody you talk to at the Pentagon will tell you that. So I think he was just speaking honestly, and there were concerns about the ability to command this operation going forward. What will happen if rebels take over? How much, you know, will the U.S. or the French and the British have to be involved in the next Libya that comes after Gaddafi, even if we're lucky enough that he leaves or, is taken out by one of his people?
Yeah. The president said that Gaddafi has to go. And then everybody else in his administration says, oh, no, that's not the policy. The policy is to stop it's a humanitarian mission.
Yeah. The mission is to protect civilians. U.S. policy, dictated by the President of the United States, is that Gaddafi must go. So those are two different things
yeah.
that are, you know, it's if we are hitting command and control facilities and they happen to be palaces or compounds that they call command and control, you know, are you, it's kind of a gray area.
And with these guys, it's all about them. It's not about Libby. It's about Fox. What a shame. Here, hosts Bob Davis and Tom Emmer focus on NATO, and they're taking over control of the operation in Libya.
There are all kinds of conflicting headlines that you're going to see today about the NATO assuming air command and so forth. They're assuming the no-fly zone command. I don't know that they're assuming command for the actual airstrikes. Each Tomahawk missile that they're firing, $500,000 for each Tomahawk missile. So it's just crazy. Don't believe it when people tell you that this is going to be, that this is a democratic movement overthrowing a despot. Yes, they are overthrowing a despot, but they are not Democrats.
Oh, I'm crushed, Bob. Are you saying that we might be there for reasons that are not?
Well, I mean, you know, here's what I fear. I fear that this policy, which I think is a misdirected policy throughout the Middle East, will eventually leave Islamist governments in control throughout the Middle East. So what we have lost because of this policy that he has pursued is eventually we will lose the entire Middle East. We will have no allies in the Middle East with very few exceptions. If the Egyptians go Islamist, if Libya goes Islamist, if Syria goes Islamist, we are not going to, the Saudis are going to be smart and they're going to go Islamist too. They're not stupid. They're not going to run against the tide. So that leaves Israel, you know, basically surrounded again and us essentially pushed out of the Middle East. You watch. That will produce the conditions for, and this is my opinion, and I'll be waiting. See, it's going to take years. This isn't going to happen next week, but I believe that that creates the conditions for a real potential for a huge war in that region, and we're going to be right in the middle of it. You wait.
Bob, the only thing that I'm shaking my head about is you talked about a policy. There is no coherent foreign policy at play.
Right, that's his policy.
It's hit or miss, and some might say that you should draw a comparison to the way a slinky moves down the steps. I mean, it takes time, and then all of a sudden it all just comes, and then we just take what we get when we're done. There's no coherent policy when they talk about what's going on over in the Mideast. The reason that we don't have support beyond 50% for what's going on is because nobody understands it.
Right.
Nobody can figure out why we're there, why we're doing what we're doing, or more importantly, what is the goal when you expend these significant resources?
Right. I mean, I would ask people, do you know what the goal of American foreign policy is? I believe people should be able to say what the goal of U.S. policy is in a simple sentence. You know, when Reagan was president, it was, and I'm not trying to say Reagan, but when Reagan was president, it was defeat the Soviet Union, basically. Today, it's so complicated, the average person, you know, can't even tell you what the American foreign policy is, and they should be able to, because we have to vote on that. I mean, that's part of our job as a citizen to know these things.
Up next, we'll shift the focus to Japan as more problems at the nuclear plant raise more contamination concerns. You haven't been scared enough. Let's try to scare you some more on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Venacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Venacura. Call 1-800-499-3227.
All-natural Venatra contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Venatra free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Venacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can't.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Doug Steffen, continuing with the talk radio review on CNN, Suzanne Malvo talked to correspondent Martin Savage about Japan's latest problems.
There are new concerns today about Japan's damaged nuclear plant. The temperature's rising in one of those reactors, and radiation levels now are way up at another one. Our CNN's Martin Savage, he joins us from Tokyo. It's past midnight there. Martin, what is the biggest worry right now at this plant? Help us understand what is actually happening today.
Well, it's almost one of those where you want to take your pick. But let me bring you the very latest news, and this is perhaps now top of the list of concerns. It's just been confirmed to CNN from TEPCO, those are the operators of the Fukushima facility out there, that plutonium has now been found in the soil on the premises of the nuclear facility. Plutonium could only come from one source, and that would be reactor number 3, because that's the only one that had this MOX, or mixed oxide fuel, and that was a mixture of plutonium and uranium. That's why reactor number 3 had always been the most serious of concerns, because that is the most dangerous of fuels. The fact that there is plutonium found in the soil, and I'm not going to profess to be a nuclear expert, but from all the discussion that has been had on the subject, would indicate that this was the clearest example of a possible breach of the containment vessel for reactor number 3. Again, TEPCO confirming to us that they have found traces of plutonium in the soil at the Fukushima nuclear site, and that would appear that it had come from reactor number 3.
Marty, I know you're no expert in this, but does that mean that we are closer to a nuclear meltdown when they talk about a meltdown?
Well, in meltdown is one of those terms that can be used a little too loosely here. I mean, what you are concerned about, of course, is at any time in a core of a nuclear reactor, the water level drops to a point where the fuel rods are exposed. That's all right as long as there is no breach of the containment vessel. But when you start picking up traces of plutonium outside in the soil, it would indicate there has been some sort of broaching of that vessel. And again, that is about the worst stuff you want to get out there because of the high toxicity of that radioactively. So clearly it appears that reactor number 3, for all the concerns, is now jumping again to the list of concerns. We thought reactor number 2, because of high levels of radiation found in water there, especially in the turbine building, they wanted to pump that water out so they could do more work to get the pumps going. The problem is, Suzanne, they've run out of places to store the water. This is another problem they have. They thought they had tanks where they could pump off this excess. Those tanks are all full. They can't get in and work if there's water down in these areas. It's just one thing snowballing into another.
It sounds like it's getting much worse. And I understand that there's now radiation that was found in the ocean about, 360 yards from shore. Do we know if it's from the plant, runoff from the water that's been pumped in? How dangerous is that?
Clearly, it's coming from the reactor site. The question is, exactly where is it coming from and how is it migrating into the ocean? Some speculation is that the water has now been found in these electrical tunnels. These are very large tunnels. You could crawl through them that run all around the facility. The fact that water has gotten in there, that it's highly radioactive, could imply that that is the way it is somehow traveling into the ocean itself. TEPCO says they really don't know where it's coming from. That's what's so worrisome. They do say it's not a threat to humans, and they also say they don't believe it's a severe threat to sea life because of the half-life that's gone in about 8 days. But still, you have to wonder, where is it coming from and how is it getting into the ocean? And until you know that, you can't stop it.
John Scott here talking to Joe Sirioni of the Plowshare Fund, which is a group focused on nuclear weapons policy, about the news out of Japan. This is, again, the possible meltdown at one of the damaged facilities, and how scared can we get?
How many partial meltdowns do you think are going on there?
We have at least three in reactors 1, 2, and 3. The fuel rods have been exposed to the air for days now. Almost all the experts believe that they have at least partially melted down. So this is similar to what happened in Three Mile Island, an incident that happened 32 years ago. But it is not yet in the category of a Chernobyl, where the reactor actually blew up and spewed radioactive material into the upper atmosphere. It is bad, however, and getting worse.
Talk to us about the water that is apparently leaking out.
Sure. So here's the problem. In a desperate effort to cool the fuel rods, to prevent them from fully melting down, they did something that's not in any safety book. They moved fire trucks up on the beach and they started pumping seawater into the reactors, into the reactor core. Fine. They did stabilize the situation last week. But now all that water is radioactive and it is leaking. We don't know if it's coming from the reactor itself or from the cooling system, but it is flooding the buildings, making it very difficult for workers to go in and seeping out. Some of it appears to have seeped into the ocean where radiation levels are rising. Other is seeping out to the ground. And today we have reports that also in the soil they found cesium-137 and plutonium. These are very radioactive products that are produced in the reactor fuel rods. So that's another sign that the fuel is leaking, that the containment of these reactors is breaking down.
Talk to us in comparison to both Chernobyl and Three Mile Island and the current very slow-moving situation going on in Japan.
Right. So Three Mile Island was an incident where worker error, some valves were stuck, some machines broke, and there was an exposure of the fuel rods. They got it back under control within about 24 hours, but some radiation, minimal amounts, were released in the air. It was started on the 28th. It was over by the 2nd. People were back in their homes after having been evacuated by April 4th. So a five-day crisis. Fukushima has already gone on for 15, 16 days, and it involves not one partial meltdown, but at least three, and there's three other reactors that have problems, plus spent fuel rods. So this is a huge, huge catastrophe in Japan. The only accident that's worse is Chernobyl, where the reactor actually exploded. Yeah. We don't think the reactors are going to explode here, but that is a remote possibility. We're in a slow-motion meltdown. I expect this to worsen over this week.
Talk host Bill Moeller here with the New York Times foreign correspondent Martin Fackler about the conflicting news coming out of Japan.
The news that we've been hearing, it looks like the core of that, I think it's Unit 2 in the main facility there, might have been breached, but they can't really tell. Do you have any new information about that?
Well, they're finding high levels of radiation in the ocean water and, 100,000 times the normal level, sort of levels of radiation. So something clearly is going on. I think the search now is to try to figure out exactly how this is getting out. There was some thinking maybe that it was because the Japanese government had been using seawater in order to cool down the reactor, and this may have corroded some of the pipes or something, and so they've been switching to fresh water. But really, it's still kind of a mystery now exactly where this is coming from. But this is a sign that they've had a pretty significant amount of radiation coming out, at least very close to the plant. It hasn't spread far. It's not, a large-scale disaster, but at least right around the plant they are finding this.
radiation getting into the air, into the sea, surface water, maybe the groundwater, and we have no idea when this is going to be nailed down because we can't. Are those heroic workers still on the inside of that plant?
As far as we know, yeah, they're still trying, and they've been able to restore power, and they've been, you know, they've had some causes from optimism, but then things don't go right, so it's the kind of thing like, you know, it. We hope it doesn't really worsen, but it seems like it's going to kind of drag out for a while. It's going to take a while for them to get this under control.
Up next, Congress comes back to Washington to take a look at the ongoing battle over the budget. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Black and clones have their tools.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, back again, and the Talk Radio Focus, Talk Television. Here is the battle over the federal budget in a nutshell. From MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski, Willie Geist, and their Morning Joe panel talked to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the possibility that we're going to face another government shutdown in a couple of weeks.
Okay, how many potential government shutdowns can we have before either side actually deals with the budget realistically and takes on entitlements?
Give you a little insight. We're sick and tired of these 2- and 3-week budgets on both sides, Democrats and Republicans. We have 2 weeks to get serious with the president, come up with a spending plan for the rest of this year. But I'm part of a little group that's looking beyond that. We're not going to solve the budget deficit in 6 or 7 months, and if we try, we're going to do some awful things. So what we're trying to do on a bipartisan basis with 3 Democrats, 3 Republican senators, is sit down and plot a course for the next 10 years. It's based on the Bowles-Simpson Commission, which I served on. I think we've got a chance. It isn't easy.
Are we going to use some of the perhaps deficit commission's ideas?
Absolutely. It is really the template, although things have changed a little bit. The decision to extend the tax breaks in December was different than what Bowles-Simpson assumed. And, of course, the spending cuts we've seen so far are significantly different than what that commission assumed would happen.
Senator, you know, and everyone watching knows at this point, that unless you talk about entitlements, unless you talk about Medicare, Social Security, you're not having a serious conversation about the budget. When do those conversations happen? Is it feasible politically? Do you wait after the presidential election because the president doesn't want to go there politically? When do we talk about those things?
It's very hard, very difficult when you get into the entitlements, but you can't have a serious conversation about the future of our economy and our deficit without putting everything on the table. Social Security is a little different. It does not add a penny to the deficit.
It is, but long-term, we need to talk about it.
Long-term, it only lasts till 2037. I don't think there's another government program that you could guarantee for 25 years. You can say that for Social Security. But Bowles since said, let's look beyond and find another 75 years of solvency. There are some who would rather keep that as a separate conversation. It makes it more difficult politically, but here's where we get to. Bowles Simpson said if you don't put everything on the table, you'll end up in the mess that we're ending up today, where we're trying to make dramatic cuts in 12% of the budget, the domestic discretionary budget.
Which is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Talk host Barry Armstrong here with Professor Gregory Mankow on his program talking about the cuts that he thinks Congress has to make in this next budget.
If you don't mind, I'm just going to read the first sentence from your article that was in the New York Times on Saturday. Let our audience get a gist as to what you're talking about. It's the name of the article, folks, is It's 2026 and the Debt is Due, and written by Professor Mankiw. My fellow Americans, I come to you today with a heavy heart. We have a crisis on our hands, and it's one of our own making, and it's one that leaves us with no good choices. Professor, you go on in the article to talk about how nobody trusts the United States anymore, and they don't want to buy our debt beginning in the year 2026.
That's right. What the article was is a hypothetical speech that some future president might give if we don't do anything today about the looming debt problem we have. The bond markets have been giving us the benefit of the doubt for many years, and at some point they're going to stop doing that. I mean, Winston Churchill famously said that Americans will always do the right thing if they're exhausting all the alternatives. And what we're doing right now with regard to our budget deficit is exhausting the alternatives. We haven't really – we have not seen our way to put our budget deficit on a sustainable path.
No, we haven't. And are we starting to see this at the municipal level before it hits through to the federal level?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
There's no question that this issue is at all levels of government, but the municipalities may see it first.
Yeah.
And what that's all means is that the municipalities won't be able to rely on the federal government to bail them out because ultimately the federal government has its own problems.
You point out in the article that one of the first things that they're going to have to do is basically cut Social Security for higher income individuals, which effectively means means testing for Social Security coming down the road.
I think that's right. I mean, there's different ways to do it. One way is just flatten the benefits formula so that people who paid in more will still be getting more, but not as much more as they did now, make more of a flat benefit. Another way to sort of deal with Social Security problems is to slowly increase the retirement age so that if you want to retire early, you should save for yourself or work longer, have a longer work span.
Right.
But there's no question that things along these lines are going to have to be on the table and have to be discussed. Because there's basically no easy way out of this problem.
What do you anticipate happening with programs like Medicare and Medicaid? Just a reduction in them, a cost increase? I mean, right now a retiree pays about, I think it's $100, $110 a month for their Medicare. Are you suggesting that cost will go up or benefits will be decreased?
I think that's probably inevitable. Unfortunately, I don't think there is a silver bullet for the health programs. I mean, I think Social Security, it's easy to sort of figure out which dials to change and put that program on a sustainable basis. Too much trouble, politically difficult, but economically easy. The healthcare one is even more difficult because the economics is hard.
Yeah.
There's really no easy way to do it, sort of telling people you have to have higher copays, bigger, larger premiums. But the main reason that healthcare is getting more expensive over time is technological advance, which is giving us new and better ways to improve and extend life. And that's great, but it's really expensive.
Find out more about the items on the Countdown Show every day by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.